This is day five of Oshkosh.
And it is a beautiful day.
And we are joined by
Michelle Rutledge
of the Wings of Hope organization, which is a humanitarian aid organization that was founded in 1962, designed to bring humanitarian aid to nations around the world that need it. Now, I understand. Hello, Michelle. Are you there?
I am. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for putting up with our mindless banter.
I wish I was up there with you guys.
Oh, you're missing a great day here in Oshkosh.
You didn't miss a great day yesterday, though. It rained.
I think some parts of the Midwest can sure use it, and others could more than do without.
That's very true. Now, I understand your organization has been nominated for the Nobel Prize?
Yes, sir, the Nobel Peace Prize this year.
In what category? Peace Prize?
Peace Prize, yes.
That's pretty significant.
We're very excited about it. We're the only charity in the Midwest, to the best of our knowledge, that's ever been nominated for that award. So we're thrilled for the nomination. It's a recognition of the volunteers who have served faithfully for almost the past 50 years trying to promote peace around the world.
That's fantastic. Now, did you react in a very, classy way, highbrow, or did you guys run around going, yeah?
Well, there was a few high fives going around the hangar, but also an awful lot of just wow and kind of dumbstruck and very shocked. That's a huge, huge award. And again, even to be nominated for it is just very, very awe-inspiring and very humbling.
Michelle, what's the competition out there in the Peace Prize?
Well, we probably have a better chance of winning the Peace Prize than winning today's lottery. There's about 200 on average organizations and people, because it can be either organizations or persons nominated and recipients of the prize. So we've got about a 1 in 200 chance. We're optimistic.
That's not bad.
So you're saying instead of me wasting my money on lottery tickets, I should apply for the Nobel Prize?
Exactly. Vote for Wings of Hope, sure.
There you go. Wait a minute. I was going to vote for my own organization.
Well, there's always next year.
There you go. Let's talk about types of operations that you have underway right now.
Sure.
Mostly international. Do you do anything within the United States?
Well, we do both. We are in 45 countries. We have 154 bases of operation. We operate our largest base right here in the Midwest, in St. Louis. That is our Midwest Air Relief, Medical Relief, and Air Transport Program. We call it MAT for short because it's otherwise a mouthful. That's the only free air ambulance service in North America. One phone call is all it takes to our global headquarters here in St. Louis, and we'll arrange transportation within 26 states to and from charitable facilities to provide medical services to folks. Most of our patients are children, and most of them are requiring multiple trips to these charitable hospitals like St. Jude's or Mayo, and we'll fly them as many times as it takes until their health issues are resolved.
Michelle, recently we've all been aware of the tragedy over in Japan. Mm-hmm. Has Wings of Hope been involved with any of the rescue and relief efforts there?
Not so much, partly because we're not the first folks typically on site. Now, Haiti was a different case, but not so much in Japan, partly because our services haven't been needed there. The folks there have been doing a good job on their own. If we're asked to come, we sure will. But as in all of our operations, if we aren't invited, we typically don't, we aren't the first ones to just ride in. We'll come when we're asked to come.
Now, are all your pilots volunteers?
Absolutely. There are 3,100 volunteers around the world that work for Wings of Hope as volunteers. We've got 650 of them right here in St. Louis.
So they volunteer their time and their aircraft.
Well, all of the aircraft that are associated with Wings of Hope have been donated. And so the aircraft here that we fly as air ambulances are owned by Wings of Hope. The other aircraft around the world at those 154 other bases, those are owned by the persons then at the bases that are operating in partnership with Wings of Hope. So Doctors Without Borders, Smile Train, all of those folks. Once an aircraft is in country, it becomes owned by the partnering agency that we're working with.
I was going to ask, what kind of aircraft do you predominantly have?
It's typically, you've got a lot of Cessnas, you've got a lot of the short takeoff and landing aircraft, lots of 206s. Those are just a great workhorse.
A lot of bush planes.
Lots of bush planes. Most of these folks, the reason for the aircraft is because that's the best way of getting into the places to serve the people that are being served. So it's your typical bush aircraft.
Well, that's pretty. So you guys almost have an airline. You know that? I mean, throw a schedule on there and some flight attendants, and boom, you're ready to go.
Off we go. You know, we do have a fairly large fleet. We're very grateful for the opportunities that through the past 50 years have enabled people to give us their aircraft. We rely on donations. 90 cents of every dollar that comes to this charity goes to the people we serve. We're able to do that because everybody's a volunteer. We only have 5 compensated staff out of that 3,100 number that I gave you. Out of 3,000 people, there are only 5 that are compensated. And it's because of donations and donations of aircraft that that's able to happen.
That's pretty wild. When you were looking at volunteer pilots, what kind of qualifications are you looking for?
Well, we take for granted that people are good pilots. We take for granted that if you come and say, hey, I want to fly for Wings of Hope, you're already a good pilot. The bigger question that we'll ask, and the first question that'll be asked is, what do you do for other people? In your free time, what is it that you do to serve other people and make our world a better place? And depending on the answer, and some folks don't have one, and that's okay, but if you really want to work for Wings of Hope, it is something that you've got to bring a desire to change and make the world a better place.
That's a pretty special type of person you're looking for there.
Yeah, it is. Believe it or not, only one in 4 pilots that come to St. Louis at Spirit of St. Louis Airport and say, hey, I want to fly for Wings of Hope, only about 1 in 4 end up actually doing it. By the time they've gone through a process that involves our chief pilot, that involves our chairman of the board, that involves our nurses, involves our flight coordinator, by the time they get through all of that, some of them just say, you know, hey, you guys are too tough. I've worked in the Marines. They were easier than you guys. But we require not somebody's best. We require the best for the people that we serve.
Now, how does that work? Once they become a pilot, like if you're doing the air ambulance service within the United States, it's not a full-time job for them, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. No, the average age of our volunteers, for example, is 72, because most folks have retired from a full-time career someplace else, whether it be in commercial aviation. We've got a few general aviation pilots, though, who've always been GA and not served in the military or done any commercial flying. It is rigorous. We do expect a lot from our volunteers. This is a global organization, just like any other global organization. The difference is you don't get a paycheck. You get the reward of having known that you've made a difference in somebody else's life.
That's terrific. One question, another question I have for you is, what kind of equipment are you carrying on board the airplane? I don't mean avionics, but I mean like medical equipment.
Well, each flight is custom designed. We have about 700 flights annually from St. Louis, and each of those flights is customized based on the patient's need. So, for example, every flight has 2 pilots. There's always a PIC, and then there's also then the second in charge. Then, of course, the patient, whatever medical person, and all of our medical people are volunteers as well. So if the patient requires a doc, there's a doctor on board, nurse, EMT, whatever's required. So the equipping it to be an air ambulance means there's a stretcher, of course. There's the opportunity for oxygen. A lot of the folks that we're carrying pretty much have their guts hanging out of a suitcase that's also stuffed on board. So it really is patient-specific to whatever is required.
So you can accommodate pretty much any medical need that is required.
Yep, pretty much. It is a fully equipped air ambulance.
Are the doctors volunteers as well?
Everybody is, absolutely.
That's pretty amazing. That's a fantastic thing you people do.
Well, come out and see us. You guys, take a little break from Oshkosh, fly on down, got a nice little FBO here.
Well, that's good. We'd have to come down via Air Chevrolet, though.
Yeah.
We drove.
Well, that'll work. That works. That gets you here just the same.
Okay. If someone wanted to find out how to join or become part of your organization, what would they do?
Well, they can look on our website. It's www.wings-of-hope.org. They also can call our 800 number. It's 800-448-9487. And we'd be delighted that's either of those 2 ways will get you here, and we'd be delighted to give more information.
Very good, very good. Thank you for joining us this morning, and hoping you get that Nobel Prize.
Yeah, well, definitely. Good luck with that.
Well, thanks. And you know what? You guys keep doing the great work you're doing, and we're there in spirit with you all flying high.
Very good. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Thank you, guys. Take care.